Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live at Rogers Campground at the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is over. It officially ended, I think, 23 minutes ago. Something like that.
It ended noon or something?
I thought it was 11. Well, I don't. It doesn't matter. It's over. It was over, you know, last night when everyone was in bed. Pork Fest has not yet unofficially started. In my mind, Pork Fest starts Monday, and Sundays are sort of a day to recover and recuperate and let it go.
Screw that. I'm here. Fork Fest starts right now.
That's a valid approach. That was certainly the approach we took last year and I think the year before.
I'm of the opinion that Fork Fest is in fact FTL Fest, and I've been living it every day for 20 years.
See that power-hungry stuff that we were just talking about? That goes that again.
Don't let it go to your head, Mark.
So, Mark, you had something you wanted to talk about in regard to Costco and some rotisserie chickens.
Right. It doesn't seem like much news, but I think it's, you know, Free Talk Live does like to talk about rights theory.
Absolutely.
A great deal. And the question is you know, if you have a cerebrum, do you have rights? And, you know, sort of some questions.
Wait, so regarding this topic, you're going to straight wing it?
I don't know why I would, you know, stop it at, you know, having a cerebrum. I don't know that I would.
Okay.
But
I'm interested in all theories surrounding it. I have decided for myself that animals that can recognize themselves in a mirror have rights. You know, the think, therefore, I am thing.
That's been fundamentally dismissed by Nietzsche more than, you know, a century ago. A brain doesn't think. You don't think. Thinking is something that happens to you.
I'm of the opinion that until you're capable of standing up for your rights, you don't have any.
Fine. You aren't capable of standing up for your rights
so
if you don't have a you.
So might is right? Is your position?
As far as animals are concerned, right? Like humans being capable of thought and, you know, all of that kind of a thing and imagination, right, might be a different story. But as far as, like, you know, farm animals and things, like...
So the fact that I can, you know, overpower and kill a cow means that it has no rights? I mean, that is might is right. That's
I don't know. I don't know that I've thought this through either. So that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, because I don't know that I've thought about, like I'm for, you know, humane treatment of animals, but that's humane treatment. That's not necessarily saying I think that animals have rights. I think animals have feelings. I think that they should be treated well, particularly if you're going to slaughter them for food. You know, they should be fed well. They should be, you know, given a nice place to roam around, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, to what extent do they have rights? Have cows ever sort of been like, you know, gathered together and been like, no, you're not going to kill us today, right?
There's a great joke that that you made me think of. A DEA agent shows up at the farmer's farm, and the farmer says, you know, and the DEA agent says, there's been farmers growing marijuana around here. I'm going to have to check your farm. And the farmer says, well, that's fine, but don't go in the back 40. And the DEA agent shows him his badge, and he says, you know who I am and you know who I work for? I'll go wherever I want. The farmer says, all right. So he goes in the back 40, and he gets in there. He's looking around for marijuana plants. He gets in the middle of the field, and suddenly a bull comes charging after him. And the farmer's at the fence watching him run from the bull, and he says, show him your badge! Show him your badge!
I don't know what sort of fine point. I don't like putting too fine a points on things, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what delineating point I would use between humans and non-humans to say that these rights belong to this species and this set of rights belong to this other species. To me, I prefer to think of all living things as having more or less equal rights. And yet, I eat plenty of plants and I eat plenty of meat.
Okay.
So I think I'm just a hypocrite. Not even a hypocrite. I think I'm just immoral at that point to continue eating meat and consuming animal products. But
well, maybe you need a new system for determining what has a right and what doesn't.
Because mine is actually consistent.
I'm listening.
Yeah. So, but I have to eat
something.
Mine's
consistent. I say that things that can recognize themselves in mirrors have rights.
Well, that
therefore, it's consistent.
This means my dog here has no rights.
I don't think the dog does have rights.
What
I think that,
so you include like chimpanzees, maybe dolphins, octopi, those sorts of things that's having rights?
Sounds right. I like elephants, sure.
Why does the ability to recognize oneself in the mirror have any impact on one's rights?
In order for you to have rights, you must have a you first. If there is no, if you can't recognize yourself as distinct and different from other creatures, then it like and demonstrate that that's so, then why in the world would I take any time to recognize any rights? Because rights are non-existent, right? Like they're ethereal.
Right.
They, and far as I'm concerned, they're a function of self-ownership. But self-ownership can exist without self.
Well, this goes back to the AI question that we had. To me, it doesn't matter if
indeed
a thing can assert its rights. It's on me to respect those rights and to treat it with compassion and dignity, whether it asserts the rights or not.
Well, there's a difference between respecting a thing and then believing a thing has rights. Like,
how can you respect it if you don't allow it rights?
Well, for example, I don't know, think about Native American America before, you know, colonization. The Native Americans would respect, you know, packs of wolves, for example, you know, territory, stuff like that. But did they necessarily recognize that these animals have rights? Same thing with the buffalo. They would follow them around. They would respect, you know, nature, so to speak, and say that, okay, we're not going to just go over there and slaughter the whole herd because we depend on that. So we'll only slaughter the slow ones or the one that looks lame and that kind of a thing, help them thin the herd, but also feed ourselves and then make sure that they use every part of that so as not to, you know, so as to respect nature as to instead of violating it, knowing that they did need to kill to eat.
I mean,
this sounds like Hollywood's version of what Indians are, but all right.
The natural order is certainly, you know, might is right, right? Rights don't exist out there in the world, and a person really only has rights if they can assert them. That's realistically right. I mean, there's no doubt about that. However, my opinion is we have to transcend that. Just because it's naturally true doesn't mean that it has to be true, right? We can act as though it isn't, and in so doing, we can sort of grant other things rights.
I think that there's fringe cases of what even life is. So, you know, I think the difficulty is determining, you cannot exist if you recognize the life, the rights of everything that has life.
Right. Life feeds on life.
Right. Life is consumption. And so, including all the other life that's not me, too. And all the other life that's not me does not engage in rights theory.
Right.
And so my opinion would be that, you know, at the very least, you get to pick where you decide to, you know, determine. And then at some point or another, nature, you know, history will determine how correct we are. I support you in saying that all life has rights. I just don't think you're correct.
Sure.
And I think we need a different line. And I'm fine with drawing the line back. And you've taken extreme positions throughout your life. No surprise to me that you've taken this one extreme, too. But at this point, all you've said is, I choose to recognize the rights of everything that has life, and you have no supportive information on it. I have at the very least, hold on, I have at the very least said that one cannot have self direction without self. And I understand it isn't the most motivating of statements, but that's all there is.
It's also fundamentally not true. To suggest that, you know, my cats or the dog there or even the spiders running around here don't have direction because they don't have a sense of self is fundamentally untrue. The spider does have a purpose. It does have a goal when it sets about doing a thing, and it does have a task that it aims to accomplish, like
that's
building
fine
a web in order to catch insects or whatever.
And like I said, you know, there's the fringe examples of what life is. Lichens on rocks, for instance, and things like this. I mean, you know, what kind of rights do those things have? You know, that's not very interesting. Chickens,
well, the lichen,
however,
has a purpose, though, in what it does. What it does is very, very basic.
Well, so let me ask you this. If humans, this is what this story is about, which we have not yet gotten into, because we've expounded on what our theories on rights are.
We've done what we do here on Free Talk Live.
Humans have created life that is different than the life that the Earth has created. And one would ask, what kind of rights do those have? The most successful animals on the planet are pigs. pigs, cows, chickens, and the things we eat.
Insects are far more successful.
Cockroaches.
Numerous.
Animal
things. We'll have to continue this in a moment. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. I keep wanting to say at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but really the Freedom Festival has ended. Pork Fest is about to begin. You can find out more about it at porkfest.party. That is the decentralized sort of continuation of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's the after party, so to speak. It's the cool kids after party, honestly. I mean,
I would say it's the more hardcore, you know?
It's largely people who live in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Who stay for Forkfest. So it's very much a more New Hampshire-centric version of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But I've also heard that they intend to decentralize the Porcupine Freedom Festival planning at some point in the very near future. Time will tell whether or not that actually happens. But forkfest.party, if you want to learn more about the event that's starting tomorrow, or the set of events that's happening tomorrow, because I have no idea what's even going on at Forkfest this year.
Yeah, me neither, but it occurs to me that if we're not at Porkfest and we're not at Forkfest, are we in Limbo Fest?
I was just saying we're at Rogers Campground. I used to think
Purgatory
of
Fest.
I think that Forkfest is what you want it to be because it's a fork, and everybody's fork is individual.
Certainly. Well, I used to think of the entire 2 weeks as Forkfest, you know?
Yes,
and
yes.
And the Porcupine Freedom Festival was just this aspect of it that occurred down at the bottom of the hill.
Right.
But the cultural changes between the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest have been so pronounced and so significant that I just can't pretend like that's still the case. It goes from, there is a rapid cultural shift that is going to take place throughout today and overnight, and tomorrow is going to be a completely different festival. But we're talking here about animal rights, and it's way too early in the morning for me to try to put too fine a point on things. And I've made the argument plenty of times in the past, so if you want, you can, you know, search our archives for Aria gets pedantic over animal rights or whatever. But I'm of the opinion that we should treat animals as though they have rights, right? To me, it's just discrimination on the basis of species to suggest that animals aren't humans, therefore they have no rights. It's the same thing people said, it's the same thing the slave owner said in, you know, antebellum America. Well, they're not white, they don't have any rights. To me, discrimination against the basis of animals is just the latest incarnation of that arrogance, that egotism that is rampant throughout humanity to refuse to recognize anything that is different as equal. Different, but equal.
All I know is that I think Mark's too chicken to get into the topic, but he'll keep pecking at it.
Absolutely. But I realize that I eat meat. I just ate meat, for example. So I think this just makes me immoral, but that is my position. It would be like a slave owner in, you know, antebellum America say, you know, I recognize that having a slave is immoral, but I'm going to have one anyway, which some of them, like Thomas Jefferson, did.
Yep.
They did, and, you know, they cared for them as best they could in those circumstances, one would presume.
Well, except for the ones he was, you know, raping.
You used the term rape, but I suspect that she was trading sexual favors for a better life.
But the power dynamic there, I think that qualifies as rape, though.
You can call it what you want. I mean, people have been trading sexual favors for a better life for a long time.
Yeah, but not to someone who bonobos
do it too.
Own them. I mean, that's where the power dynamic. That's like saying that, you know, your 5-year-old child can consent because you can kick them out and starve them if they don't, right?
Ownership is a in many cases a human creation. You know,
well, yeah, I mean, but he could have had her, you know, put to death and stuff like that.
He could have and didn't, as evidenced by
right,
the fact
because she was willing to sleep with him, so to avoid those things.
And it sounds like she was protected in many ways from the consequences of, you know, living where she lived at the time that she lived there. Certainly not her fault because she was brought there, but one has to live in the planet that, like, it's really a tragedy. We're all stuck to the planet with gravity, but we are,
yeah.
And that's the reality we live in. And
yeah,
that's
I'm not
the reality
use
she
that
lived
to say
in.
That a slave having sex with her owner somehow isn't rape. But anyway, we're talking about chickens.
All right.
So let's get into that.
let's talk about chickens. So Costco,
we've been trying to talk about chickens for quite a few minutes.
Costco has a $5 rotisserie chicken. Are you aware of this?
I am aware, yes.
I don't know that I would want to eat a $5 rotisserie chicken.
Oh, they're
chicken.
Just like every other store-bought rotisserie chicken.
It's a loss leader.
It's just they charge more at different stores, $6, $7, whatever it is.
And so they created their own factory to be able to cut costs for the creation of their chickens. And because they've been so successful with it, and by the way, these chickens aren't treated any different in all likelihood than any other chicken. But let me go on with
These factory farm chickens? Or
Of course they are.
Well, then they are treated drastically different from other chickens. chickens?
Well, the vast majority of chickens on the planet, including the last 10 chickens you consumed, in all likelihood, are factory farm chickens.
I think you underestimate how much organic stuff I eat. But
organic,
free range would be more precise.
Yeah, free range is even step up.
Okay, that's silly, Mark. We live here in New Hampshire. I know the people who grow my food.
Oh, yeah, so you can know that, you can know that in a variety of states. New Hampshire certainly isn't singular in that particular area.
I didn't say it was,
area.
But it's bold of you to suggest that I'm out there eating Tyson chicken. And when I live in New Hampshire and I have there's Bardo Farms right down here.
Bardo Farms is here, but there are other places that are preparing chicken, and I suspect they are not paying much attention as to how they create it.
When I eat out and stuff like that, I generally
the vast majority of chickens that are consumed in America today are factory farm chickens. Would you agree with that statement?
I never said that statement was wrong.
Thank you. Let me go on. $5
chickens.
Farming
is horrific and immoral.
Can I just get through the three paragraphs that are important in this story so that we can then talk about all these things that are so? I mean, I agree with you. Animals have rights, Aria. I just disagree as to when and where they get rights. All right? Hold on, please.
I don't think
Mark has ever been on Free Talk Live before.
I still think he's chicken.
Let's see. The suit alleges that Costco intentionally breeds its broilers too large to stand in their own factory farms, and the disabled birds die slowly from hunger, injury, and illness. Now, not all the birds die from this thing. The disabled ones do. And this is true,
I thought you wanted to get the three paragraphs before we weighed in, but go on.
Of the free-range chickens, which I have raised... They are also basically disabled. They can walk a few steps, then they flop back down.
See, because I've seen chickens out on farms and stuff like that, especially in the South, and none of these chickens that I've ever seen in person at one of these places could possibly have produced the gigantic chicken breast that you see in the grocery store at Walmart.
Sure.
Those things are absolutely pumped full of steroids.
There's two types of chickens. There's egg layers, which is likely what you're seeing hopping around and doing their things, and then there's, and you can eat those, obviously, after they get to be like 2 years old. And then there's the broilers, the ones that are made for food. And those can barely walk. They're basically 9 weeks when they're slaughtered. And it's...
This is where I generally don't mind genetically modified organisms, right? I think it's perfectly fine. Until you get to a point like this where these chickens that you're talking about, the broilers, they are effectively genetically modified. It was done through a long period of breeding and trial and error, stuff like that, but it's essentially...
Selection is the right term. Yep.
Well, we still genetically modified them. We just use natural processes in order to do it.
Okay.
And we created this type of chicken that cannot survive past 9 weeks. To me, that's a black mark on the stain of human history.
I think that what it is we're trying to get efficient about what we raise and those sorts of things. But the chicken doesn't know any different, right? Like, it's just got the life it has, and that's how that goes. I mean, you wouldn't advocate for doing away with handicapped people either. So
no,
we're basically
we
just breeding handicapped chickens.
No, we didn't breed people to be handicapped, though. That's just something that happens.
Sometimes they do it to themselves.
I don't know that you... Do you want to leave that statement in? There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the World Bank says leadership from stronger countries is needed to help prevent global recession.
there needs to be lots more production, and that's most available to the strongest countries.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, World Bank President David Malpass saying it's up to countries with bigger economies to increase production, and no country can do that better than the United States. An investigation is underway after 22 people were found dead inside a bar near Cape Town, South Africa. A spokesman for the health department saying the dead include men and women who were patrons inside the Nwabeni Tavern. He says the bodies are being sent to state mortuaries for autopsies so as to be able to find out why they all died. You're listening to USA Radio News. Gas prices have dipped slightly over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells Fox News how much prices have decreased.
There's been a drop in the average pump price for the first time in 9 weeks. This is a 4-cent decline to an average price for a regular grade of $5.05 per gallon. The last time this happened, it was followed by a really big jump at the pump of 86 cents because oil prices bounced back up. I don't think that will occur this time.
Gas prices are still about $1.90 more per gallon than they were a year ago. A huge shipment of baby formula is now on the ground in Texas. A cargo plane carrying 150,000 pounds of baby formula from Germany arrived at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport Sunday. That's enough to supply over 1.5 million bottles of formula amid the ongoing shortage. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from the Pork Butt Be Depressed. Well, I keep saying that. It's not really the Pork Butt Be Depressed anymore. It is sort of a nothing kind of day. A lot of people are packing up and leaving this interview that was coming. I wouldn't want to be packing up in this 90-degree heat, but, I mean, I guess they got to do what they got to do. We are here on site at Rogers Campground, though, and I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com because that's where you need to go if you want to learn about cryptocurrency. If you don't already know about this important world-changing technology, go to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started at the top of the page. It takes just a few minutes out of your day to watch a few videos. They're really short, like 2 or 3 minutes, and they'll teach you the basics about this world-changing technology. And they have more resources there. You can dig as deeply into it as you want. And if you already know about Bitcoin, head on over to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use, modern website. That's news.bitcoin.com. Talking about a wide variety of subjects here that ultimately began with a discussion of a Costco chicken.
Right. Well, Costco's gotten a reputation around its chickens. It uses it as a loss leader, and some people swear by them. They say they're better. It's probably seasoning. And, you know, these sorts of things. So once you get successful enough, then other people will begin to rip at your clothing to tear you off the mountains so that they can then take your place. And that's what's happened with the Costco chicken.
Yeah, so far I'm getting the vibe that this is, you know, we've heard the animal activists, you know, story before in several different ways, whether it's, you know, some laboratory performing experiments for, you know, against disease or whatever, and that kind of a thing. So I'm getting that vibe from this, but go on, Mark.
Yep, in 2021, Mercy for Animals, I wonder what their main concern is. Filmed undercover scenes of injured chickens in a crowded factory. Of course, the healthy chickens, not as interesting. On one of the farms, the video led to a story from a prominent New York Times opinion writer titled "The Ugly Secrets Behind Costco the Costco Chicken." Probably as they were munching on chicken as they wrote the story. So this is, you know, basically
why
the sum
total.
Why do
you just assume everyone is a hypocrite?
I think that, for one, you're not going to stay vegan long, right? Like, the life of them seems to be quite short. They flash out and say, hey, everything is important, and then, you know, they collapse because, frankly, it's not a healthy way to exist.
I don't know what vegans you're basing that assessment on. I know plenty of vegans who have been vegans for like 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, usually it's...
Vegetarianism is far more common, and I know a lot more people...
Vegetarianism is a pretty healthy way to live.
Yeah, and they're not eating chicken.
Generally not.
So this,
but chickens wouldn't exist without it, right? If it wasn't for our consumption of chickens, they wouldn't be nearly as popular, as prevalent of a species, and successful.
Yeah, but they're bred to be slaughtered, so I don't think that really makes them successful. The fact that humans enjoy eating them.
It's a manner of determining success. You know, you haven't presented another determination of success. So that's... What I'm saying is that there's
I don't think that being bred to be slaughtered and eaten by a predator is a measure of success.
It is for the predator. I mean, like,
it is for the predator.
Think about that. I mean, how many predators
successful?
How many predators actually have learned to keep domestic?
We're not talking about whether or not humans are successful. You said chickens are successful because
they are. There's a lot of them.
Yes, because they're being bred and devoured by predators. That's not success.
Why, I saw a chicken driving around in a three-piece suit in a Tesla the other day.
That's how others would define success.
Reproduction is generally the the determination of success. Because people get really upset when things go extinct, right? So the opposite of extinct is reproduction. There you go. That's my
suggestion.
Think
that's solely a measure of success, but whatever. So,
all right.
Costco has these chickens. Have you ever seen, like, the documentary Food, Inc. or Earthlings or any of these others?
I've seen Food, Inc., I know.
When I think of, you know, what factory farming and animal testing and these other things are actually like, you know, they present this idea, this image of, oh, we're just shampooing the fur on the bunnies or whatever. But no, the realities of animal testing is horrific. It's far more like the Dr. Fauci thing where they severed the vocal cords of beetles in order to test what happened when sandflies ate them alive, right? That's generally more what animal testing looks like. And I realize that the Dr. Fauci thing got a lot of coverage because he's Dr. Fauci and these are beagles. But that animal testing like that is going on every single day
right.
in the United States and throughout the world.
I understand that many of these things, animal testing and factory farms, are distasteful. I'm curious.
Immoral.
I don't know whether I think that's true after having raised animals.
It's immoral.
Because I kept my animals in a very sustainable and very humane way because I knew that's what the market wanted. But I could see what it might be like. I mean, believe me, my animals were far crueler to my animals than I ever could have been.
Absolutely.
Because they are very cruel to each other. And it's difficult for me to be like, yeah, you know. And if you got, if you,
you don't
caught
think you're
the one day
for being better than they are,
if you caught the one day that I hit one of my pigs in the head with a wrench, you would have, you know, you caught that one moment, right? That on film, you'd have been like, oh my God, I can't believe he'd do that. It was actually a pair of pliers, excuse me.
Did you want me to do it?
But I meant to do it. He had just attempted to mount me and shove me into an electric fence, and I was trying to get him off of me, right? And
well, that would qualify.
But that wouldn't matter because all you got to see in the film was the poink pair of pliers to the noggin. By the way, it didn't hurt him. I mean, he's
no, that would
like
qualify as self-defense anyway. So I mean,
well, now it's self-defense, but I have to survive.
Well, yeah,
and I have to eat.
That's how self-defense works. I mean, if something, you know, attempts to do something to your physical body without your consent, you are allowed to defend yourself, and that is defense, self-defense. But, I mean, there's a big, you didn't run a factory farm, right? You ran a normal farm. The conditions of these factory farms, you seem to be portraying this idea that, you know, people are just taking Monsanto and Tyson and Costco out of context. You know, if you ignore the 5,000 living chickens, It's the 1,000 crippled, disabled, dying ones isn't really that bad. I don't want to excuse that because what they're doing is still immoral. It's still tantamount to enslavement of animals and torture of animals.
I don't know how long it takes them to go find the chickens. I know that the practicalities of life on a farm are such that an animal may suffer for a period of time. I had one pig, George Washington was his name. He broke his hip. And I don't know how long his hip was broken.
Did you make him wear, like, a white wig?
He was a largely white pig.
I have a question. So we're talking loosely about animal rights within the context of these chickens, and we've mentioned it before. So outside of the human construct, right, or humans themselves, you know, if tomorrow Mother Earth wiped humans off the planet, who is there to recognize and give animals their rights?
Well, I think the vast majority of domesticated animals will simply perish as a result if humans just poof, disappeared. And this is, to some extent, what PETA believes, too, because PETA euthanizes animals in droves when they get them because they're like, well, these aren't real animals. They're human-created animals.
Yeah, but no real animal rights activist has any support for PETA whatsoever, unless they're just completely ignorant of what PETA is actually doing. PETA is not an animal rights organization. They're a euthanasia program for animals.
That sounds accurate, and they're also sort of a marketing arm. They've got a good name, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Well, because people don't know what they're really doing.
So I'm just thinking here that it seems to me that rights are a human construct.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? That there's no, like, the animal world doesn't really, they don't think of rights. They don't seem to, they do in, like, whatever their instincts are, their pack mentality, that kind of a thing. So they may do something that seems like exercising rights, but I don't think it's the same thing as we humans think of it. So if humans recognize that other humans have rights, are we the only species then that recognizes that animals may have rights?
As far as I'm aware, I mean, my cats don't recognize that, you know, the mice have rights or anything like that. They just kill them. But, you know, that's just nature being nature. The question is, are humans any different from that? And should we act like we're any different from that?
I think we already do, because I recognize that other humans have rights.
But that's other humans. My cat doesn't kill and eat other cats either.
Right, but then if as you say, you recognize that animals have rights, then you as a human are making that recognition that other animals have rights. The animals themselves are not making that recognition.
Right. There is more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Absolutely, extremely hot day, sitting at about 90 degrees already, and it's just now about to be noon. It's going to get hotter, I fear, and that's why we're sort of plowing through the show here, because the longer we're out here, the hotter we're going to get. And I'm going to end up wanting to go swimming at some point, and I'd like to have the show resolved by that point. But with you today, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And the captain.
And, of course, Roe versus Wade has been overturned by the Supreme Court. And I've got an interesting article here from MSNBC about how contact tracing can be used to prosecute people who leave for other states to get abortions. And I love this concept because the liberals were all about the contact tracing, you know, a year and a half ago, because it was to prevent the pandemic. And we said, no, we don't want that, because that information can later be used against you if you're doing something the government doesn't like. And lo and behold, not even 2 full years later, they're like, hey, we could use these contact tracing apps to find out that, you know, Janet left Mississippi to go get an abortion.
Yeah, the contact tracing apps, and then the social, you know, whatever we were calling those, the things that China rolled out, the social credit apps. Like, these apps have so many features built into them that, of course, other people are going to find purposes for the individual features, and we're going to eventually have them rolled out to folks in the United States of America because of that. It's, I don't know what the right term is, but it's like mission creep, right? These things have so many features built into them that there are going to be other purposes found for them, and they will eventually be deployed one way or another.
Yeah, the thing that scares me about contact tracing apps is that first they start out as voluntary so that you can help with the pandemic,
right,
and then they turn into something that's not so voluntary. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if a liberal that was for contact tracing when COVID was going around gets contact traced at abortion time and has to deal with the government, well, that's the government they wanted. That was the government they were looking for.
I'm aware
of they're getting
of
the government they deserve, and I say, good, because we're never going to have a better government if people don't have to deal with the consequences of bad government.
Like, well, all government is bad government.
Agreed.
I tend to think that government can be abused a great deal. However, we will always have governance. What you're talking about is a tyrannical, non-voluntary state, and I'm fine with that. But, you know, these ultimately, if it comes down to this, this is just how the deck chairs are arranged on the Titanic as it sinks.
Sure.
And that's what this whole thing comes down to. I say, if you want contact tracing, you should be traced.
Yes, but as often happens, I don't think they realize the ramifications of what they were doing.
And there's no other way for them to find out.
I know. But we're all going to get caught.
These same people advocated for me to be traced non-voluntarily.
Yes.
So have a little non-voluntary.
That's kind of the issue here, is that we're going to get caught in the crossfire of their non-voluntary stuff.
I've left the United States back in 2020. It seems like I keep on showing back up here, but ultimately, this is the probable, almost certain future of the most technologically advanced government the world has ever seen.
So keep in mind, this is coming from MSNBC, so they're a bit hysterical about Roe versus Wade. In overruling Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court has turned back the clock on women's rights and, by extension, individual liberties for all of us. Reproductive privacy is in danger, and our current lack of digital privacy protections makes this problem even worse. A lot of data that companies collect on consumers can be used against people if state governments choose to prosecute individuals seeking or providing abortions. So they're finally realizing, you know, a decade late, that all of this GPS tracking on your, whether contact tracing or not, all of the GPS location data that every single app I've ever installed to my phone requires me to allow, even if it has no rational justification for requiring location data.
Yep.
So they finally realize that that might actually be an issue. And of course, they want government to create privacy protections and things like that. When I just want to be able to install a damn app.
Yes, let's have the largest violator of privacy ever known to mankind in the entire history of Earth create something that's going to give you privacy. How is that going to go? Poorly.
I think that I just want to make it clear that if you come to New Hampshire from Massachusetts and you buy some fireworks or you drive without your seatbelt on, it's ridiculous that Massachusetts might come after you for some kind of, you know, law violation for things done outside of the territory that they claim. However, I would expect these pro-life lunatics out there that say, hey, look, this is, you know, this is terrible. You went to another state and had an abortion. That's our baby. We were going to tax it later.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing to talk about, which is this geographic jurisdiction that states, countries, you know, other forms of government claim. That's all about to be challenged.
Well, not necessarily, right? Like, it's already illegal to plan a flight to, like, Cuba or something like that to hire a 14-year-old prostitute. That's already against the law, and the United States will prosecute you for that.
It's true, it is, and this is one of those areas that I would prefer not to defend the people that one needs to defend, but there is an argument, the legal argument, for defending the undefendable, and this is one of those circumstances. I do not think that it is appropriate for an organization that claims a monopoly privilege in the use of violence in a given landmass to go outside of its landmass in order to claim that something is illegal. And I think that a state that says that X is legal, you know, that homosexual sex is legal in their jurisdiction, and then the person goes back to another jurisdiction where it's not, and having participated in this, is then prosecuted. I feel that the state that it was legal in, the legal state, has the right to send troops in and begin shooting the troops, the police officers that you know, did the act of arresting that person. I mean, if these are organizations of violence, we pay them to do violence. They should be doing violence on our behalf.
How did Mark become, like, the most radical, extreme person on the show?
I don't know. And all of a sudden, did I just hear Mark advocate for
state violence?
Shooting?
He advocated for war.
That's what they go. That's what nations go to war about.
I just thought you were a peace advocate.
In the modern life. Look, if we're going to have states and they're going to claim you know, violence, that's what their job is, right? Like that they don't mind doing it to us. Well, the reason they don't do it to each other is because there's consequences, right? Ultimately, we can see that. They come after us because we're peaceful. They don't go after each other because they're not.
Right.
I just want to be clear here, because I was under the impression that you were a peace advocate.
I would like states to be peaceful.
Location data can show if a person visited an abortion clinic. Payment data can show if someone paid for a procedure. Well, that's a banking issue. If you pay in cryptocurrency, then there is no such data.
Well, banks, the government, or banks, but I repeat myself.
Yeah. Messaging data can show if an individual talked to friends about getting an abortion. Again, use encrypted chats, Signal, Telegram, all of these great wire is also acceptable.
Yep. I talk to people who are like, I just don't want another messaging app. I like my iPhone messaging, iMessage or whatever it is, and I don't want to use another. I don't need to fill my phone up with this stuff. And I kind of understand the position. I don't like the the confusion that goes into this stuff. But SMS is basically a postcard. It can be read by anybody who can get a hold of that stuff.
It isn't difficult, though, to install Signal and set it as your default messaging app.
Yeah, that's like not to even, you, like, I mean, and to me, right, I don't know about Mark, for example, and I know plenty of people who just don't have the technical aptitude to install an app on their own phone.
The main feature with SMS is ubiquity, and I do find that I use Signal, and I would prefer people use Signal, but it isn't the greatest messaging app out there. Frankly, I think Telegram's a better messaging app. The problem with Telegram is I have to hope that... what I consider Telegram to be safe now, but will it be safe in 10 years? The database that they have of all my messages going back time immemorial might be taken by the Russian government or the Chinese government or the U.S. government.
As I understand it, they don't have access to those messages. They have access to all the messages in group chats and things like that. But the other messages, they do pass through their servers, but they're encrypted.
How do they show up on my phone when I reinstall Telegram?
Okay, fair point.
I don't know if they do.
I've never been in that position of reinstalling Telegram like that, so I don't know.
I think they're centrally stored.
We're getting away a bit from the story, but we've seen this sort of state jumping before. When I was growing up, it was the drinking age, right? In Wisconsin, it was they were one of the last states to go to 21, so all the 19-year-olds would drive across state to drink.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.